Hello, Steve Siebold, back with mentaltoughnessblog.com. So here's my critical thinking question for you today. Are you suffering from conscious or unconscious delusion? Let me make the distinction and why I think it's important. Conscious delusion is when you're consciously deluding yourself about something, a habit. It could be almost anything. I'll give you an example from my own life. And I'll tell you why all this is important in a second, and I'll ask you to consider this in your own life. I am consciously delusional about my guitar playing hobby slash, it's not really a career, but a hobby. My guitar playing. I've been playing guitar since I was 10 years old, and I gotta tell you, I'm pretty bad. Now here's why I'm consciously delusional. I really believe every year that I'm gonna get better at guitar, but here's the problem. I don't practice. I do practice sometimes. I mean, I'm hit and miss. But am I practicing with the consistency and discipline of someone who's going to really improve? No. I'm conscious of the fact that I'm delusional about me really getting better at guitar. I stop and I start. And so I have what I have for now 35 years. Consciously delusional for 35 years. I've never really practiced on an ongoing basis, except when I was in a little band, and I practiced when I had to practice. So I'm conscious. I know I'm delusional, and I continue the delusion because I don't know why. Because I just like playing, and I like the idea of me getting better. I don't like the idea of consistent practice and doing the things I need to do. That's what we would call conscious delusion. You're conscious of your delusional thoughts. Here's unconscious delusion. People have been telling me my entire life, including my wife, for the last 25 years, that I talk too much. Now, I've never really gotten it. I know I talk a lot, but a lot of people talk a lot, but I've really gotten hammered for this over the years, and from what people say, deservingly so. Like, I really deserve it, but I'm being honest about this. I mean, this is somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but it's really not. I'm unconsciously delusional. Like all the people around me say, gee, Steve, why don't you shut up once in a while? Well, okay, I get that. I mean, I've been around people who talk a lot and it can be irritating and all that. I just feel like, honestly, I have a lot to say. I'm not saying my thoughts are any more important than anyone else's, but I really feel that I've got a lot to say, and maybe that's delusion in itself. But I've always felt that way since I was a little kid, but people around me, so many people around me have said I've talked too much that I know I'm unconsciously delusional about this. I really don't see it. I see it once in a while, but I don't see it to the level that I get criticized about it. But it's got to be there because enough people all over the world have actually told me this, especially people in my inner circle. So in this case, on a serious note, I'm unconsciously delusional about a habit. This habit, and has it cost me? Well, yeah, I mean, not sure, I do give speeches for a living, so that's really a good thing. But talking too much is not really a great thing, as we all know. I mean, that I'm sure it's cost me money, and I know it's cost me relationships. And I'll give you another example that maybe you can relate to. I'm unconsciously delusional about saying what people tell me are controversial things at social gatherings. I am not really a great person in social gatherings. I'm not uncomfortable at social gatherings. I don't mind going to them. It's not my favorite thing to do in the world since I speak in front of crowds all the time. I kind of like on my off time to be on the lake on my boat or, you know, just kind of goofing around or hanging out with, a few friends. Not so much parties and social events and all that because that's what I do for a living. So I don't mind doing it, but people tell me that I'm unconsciously delusional. They don't say it that way, but they've said, Steve, you know what? You can't talk about sex, politics, and religion in mixed company when people don't really know you. It's very offensive. And I've done that all the time. I mean, I've done that my whole adult life. Here's why. Because talking about the football scores or the baseball game or the soccer match or what Britney Spears is doing in Hollywood just bores me to death. I'd rather scratch a chalkboard with my fingernails. It bores me to death so much. Please, please let me, you know, dig a ditch instead of having to go to a social event and listen to people talk about these boring things that don't mean anything really in anyone's life except the millionaires that are living them, like the baseball players or the football players. I'm not putting any of that down. I'm just saying it bores me. I'd rather talk about something I deem to be important, which would be something like politics or something of the environment or something serious. I don't know. It's just me. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Right? They've said, we've been told our whole lives, all of us, don't ever talk in mixed company about sex, politics, or religion. Those are the big three, right? Well, they're three important things to a lot of people. And so why wouldn't you talk about them? Well, that's the masses programming. And I know that the masses are terrified to talk about anything, because if you go against their belief system at all, they don't just say, well, that's his or her opinion, it's not mine. They are offended. They are offended because you've scrambled the dots that connect their world. And once you scramble the dots of a fear-based performer, they're terrified. It scares them because the world no longer makes sense to them. And I've done it myself, of course. I'm not speaking from an ivory tower. But my point of the whole thing is that I don't really see why that's so offensive and why you can't talk about things like that in mixed company. We should be talking about these things. This is my opinion, of course, right? Well, people around me say, Steve, you know, you're unconsciously delusional about this. Again, they don't say it that way. But that's in my terminology, that's really what it is. It's unconscious delusion. I really don't see why that should be a problem, but it really is a problem for most people. So I get that. So in this case, again, I'm unconsciously delusional. Okay, why is this important? The more you understand how you think, obviously, the better performer you can become, the better performer you become, the more successful you can be. And once you figure out your map, once you figure out the schematic of how you logically go from one thought to another, through hopefully critical thinking questions like this and critical thinking skills, you start to figure out the way you think. You can start to see where your habits and your philosophies and your thought processes come from and how you can bring them together to move toward what you want. Once you figure out the map, it's all over. You can have anything you dream up. And that's why I think it's important. So I just want to ask yourself ask yourself in this post, what are you consciously delusional about? What are you really delusional about and you're conscious of it? Okay. In the last post, I talked about Oprah. Oprah, I really believe, is consciously delusional about why she's fat. I really believe Oprah gets it. I think she's deluding herself, but I think Oprah goes to bed at night and she thinks, Oprah, stop eating. Stop listening to all these people trying to profit from your fat and this problem, and stop eating. Put the donuts down. Oprah's a smart woman. I think she gets it. But she's consciously deluding herself, at least in my opinion. So what are you consciously deluding yourself about? And what are you unconsciously delusional about? Think about this. There is a major distinction between the two. Make no mistake. Think about it and break some of those things down and see if it doesn't make a difference in your life once you start to figure out the distinction between the two and how you might change some of that delusion. And as a commitment, I will try to practice my guitar more often, but I'm still probably consciously delusional in that area, but I'm going to try to change. So I hope you will too. I appreciate you listening to the post and look forward to your comments. I'm Steve Siebel. Thanks for listening.